128-99, Lakers over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 33-7 on the season. How about that next win? You get that W against the Orlando Magic on Wednesday, you'll be exactly 50% through the season, 34-7, hopefully by that point, and atop the Western Conference by a minimum of five games. So I think that game's big for the Lakers coming up on Wednesday. As for tonight, couple guys that were big. One we also always know that delivers for the Lakers. LBJ had the 31 points, but I want to spend some time talking about Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard tonight, his 21 points, his 15 rebounds for the Lakers, goes 9 of 11 from the field in 25 minutes. Not every postgame show do we get an opportunity to highlight Dwight Howard and do it on a night where I thought he was really impactful for the Lakers, important for the Lakers. I know the Cavs aren't a big team, but Dwight Howard, in my opinion, has been the best value contract of the NBA this season. Think about the Lakers got him for a non-guaranteed deal. You heard Michael Thompson talking about right at the postgame, right as the game ended with John Ireland, just talking about the circumstances of how he got here. Obviously, a very, very unfortunate injury for DeMarcus Cousins. And who knows, maybe DeMarcus Cousins, we've been seeing him shooting around these last couple of weeks. We'll see if potentially at some point he would be available later on this year, maybe in a deep playoff run. But for Dwight Howard to be here at this point where we get to spend time complimenting him for his work, we get to show respect to what he's done so far for the Lakers and the organization, we get to highlight not just his stat line, but how about just his effort? You know, what he brings on a night-in, night-out basis. The one thing I could tell you about Dwight Howard, you never have to worry about Dwight Howard bringing the right energy. And I thought the Lakers, who kind of sleepwalked into this game to start off, they were down 14 at one point, and then before you know it, they started turning things around. Dwight Howard was a constant for the Lakers all night. Played just 25 minutes, but there's so many plays, you just feel his impact. When he's in the game, you feel his impact. A lot of that is also set up by guys like KCP, LeBron James, Danny Green. A lot of these guys are throwing great lobs to Dwight Howard. But his story has been fantastic all year long. Fancy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fancy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. Phone number 877-710-ESPN. Visit FancySpringsResort.com to book today. So I encourage Laker fans, you want to talk Dwight Howard? Maybe you want to talk about LBJ? How about the Lakers putting up 60 points off the bench tonight? Dwight Howard leading the way. Phone number 877-710-ESPN. As always, we'd love for you guys to be a part of the postgame show. I'm going to stay on Dwight for a quick sec. So what I was saying is this. It's the effort that he brings every night, I think, is contagious. I think he's swallowed his pride. I think he's kind of put his ego to the side and understands there's a bigger picture for this Los Angeles Lakers organization. Also, you know, for Dwight, this is key too, because here's a player that, you know, wants to prolong his career for the next 2 to 3 years, 4 years. You know, there's other teams around the NBA saying, man, why didn't we take a chance on Dwight? Other teams out there that are in playoff contention that thought in their mind, we're a Dwight away. If we had Dwight Howard at this stage of the season, then he could help us get over the top. And the Lakers compliment the front office for obviously bringing him in. But really, who you have to compliment is Dwight. This guy wanted his contract to be non-guaranteed so he can prove to the rest of the NBA, prove to his teammates, or prove to himself. Maybe that's what it was. He wanted to prove to himself that he can walk into a team and, you know, he's so accustomed to being the main guy. What number is he here with the Lakers? LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, and then Dwight Howard? Something along those lines? So Dwight kind of puts himself fourth best player on this team or fifth best player, however you want to put it. But he doesn't care about that. And I think that mindset is great. And here's the thing. So much of it we talked about during the training camp and preseason and before the season even started. We talked about, hey, yeah, but can you trust Dwight? Dwight has had conversations like this before. We've heard Dwight talk about how, you know, he wants to end his career in Washington, or he wants to end it in Charlotte, or whatever the case is. We've heard him say that, okay, he's going to be a different man. The beauty about this season is he's walked the walk and he really hasn't talked the talk. Think about Dwight, too, from a Laker fan perspective. What was the perception of Dwight Howard over the last 5 years? No Laker fan was rooting for Dwight Howard. Nobody was. Now I'm you know, at Staples Center every single night, and every fan is buying into Dwight Howard. When he blocks a shot and he points his finger into the crowd, everybody stands up. When he flexes, when he dunks, whatever it is Dwight does, he's got the fans engaged, and I think he has the respect and the appreciation from fans. So it's a great story. It really is. It's a fantastic story to kind of watch play out. And like I mentioned, we're just a game away from being halfway through the season. He has shown his value for the Los Angeles Lakers, and he's been a big part of why the Lakers sit at 33-7 at this point. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace Firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy Brad Wallace and the attorneys at the Wallace Firm will fight relentlessly to get you the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. No win, no fee. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com so Wallace can win for you. Let me squeeze in one quick call here. Sonny in Inglewood, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Sonny.
Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
How you doing? I just wanted to speak on Dwight Howard. You just mentioned a point about how none of us really were rooting for Dwight and you know, how he kind of left L.A. I kind of honestly didn't root for him anywhere he went and kind of didn't, you know, wish him the best or want him to really succeed.
Is it changing now?
Oh, it changed a long time ago. When I first saw him playing and kind of what he was talking about, obviously the contract and everything, how he decided to do the non-guarantee. But what I see on the court and I've seen in certain games, just the sacrifice to give up fouls, to hold, you know, control his temper and his aggression.
Sure.
With referees, also just kind of just be him, you know, and just be what he is. He's not a scorer. He's not really a ball handler. He's just somebody who can make plays and screen, and he screens very well. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He's a Hall of Fame player.
You know, Sonny, I'll say this, and I appreciate you calling in. He plays to his strengths. Right now this season, Dwight Howard is playing to his strengths. Block shots, play defense, grab rebounds, get some lobs, go down there and play defense, call tonight. That's exactly what Dwight Howard is doing. And the beauty is that's all they need him to do. LeBron's going to get you points. AD's going to get you points and a couple blocks a game. JaVale knows his role. Avery Bradley, Rondo, Caruso, go up and down that list of everybody on this team. What they need from Dwight right now is exactly what he's producing for the Lakers. All right, head coach Frank Vogel when we come back, plus more of your guys' phone calls. Come on, Laker fans. Call into the postgame show. Let's talk some Lakers basketball. 33-7 on the season and a 9-game winning streak. Stay right here. This is a Toyota Countdown to Tip-Off on ESPN LA, 710.
Garland dribbling. Backs it out. Goes on a backdoor cut to Kevin Love. Blocked by JaVale McGee. A spectacular block of Kevin Love, who Michael, I think, was trying to dunk.
Oh, yeah, he thought he had a dunk. JaVale never gave up on the play.
And swats it out of bounds. It'll be Cleveland ball, but give JaVale credit for an outstanding block. Yeah.
Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment Emergency Services Restoration. It's a slam dunk. Three blocks for the Lakers tonight. Just three blocks. I know that's a stat we usually look at. It's seven or eight blocks on a night-in, night-out basis, but no Anthony Davis. He's leading the NBA in block shots, so obviously that's a big difference. But the Lakers' defense, how about their defense in the last three quarters of the game? It's kind of funny to look at. They give up 21 points in the second quarter, 22 points in the third quarter, and 29 points in the fourth quarter. So they hold the Cleveland Cavaliers to just 99 points and end up with 128 on their own. The way this game started off, you didn't think it would be this big of a blowout, but it definitely won. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN if you guys want to be a part of the postgame show. Let's real quick head out to the locker room. Head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
But the second half, I think once... you know, once we felt like we got the game under control, you know, then everybody starts feeling confident. And, you know, we try to preach pace, You know, our offensive pace in the first half of the last two games on the last trip was off the charts. We scored over 70 points. We wanted to start the game that way. We didn't really start the game that way. And, you know, sometimes that happens, but, you know, you continue to talk about it and preach it and, you know, ask for it and push for it. And, you know, it came around, you know, and it obviously our pace gets negated if we don't get stops and if we foul. So we did a better job with that in the second half as well.
Hey Frank, LeBron's numbers are always pretty good, but when AD hasn't been on the floor, how similar or different do you see his approach being versus other games?
You know, I mean, I think he's always in attack mode, but probably a little bit more when AD's out. And, you know, I don't know what the numbers look like, but, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, if that means getting his teammates involved, that's what he'll do. If he, that means being more assertive offensively, looking for his own shot or looking to attack the basket, you know, that's what it looked like tonight.
Frank, does anything strike you about the LeBron-Tristan matchup, just about the switchability maybe of both players and where today's game is?
Yeah, I mean, it was unusual. We were trying to figure out if anybody else started their center on LeBron, and I don't think anybody's done that this year, but you know, Tristan's a unique type of center. He has that ability to, you know, to guard in those matchups. Obviously, there's a familiarity there, and you know, they don't have a lot of great other options. You know, they're pretty small at the wing position, so it did present a unique challenge that may have had something to do with why the first half was a little bit out of rhythm for us. Just a different type of matchup. We know teams are going to try to junk games up with certain things like that, and you know, I thought we did a good job throughout the game, just figuring out the right way to attack it.
What did you think? You talked about getting back in control of the game. What did you feel like were the biggest factors to doing that after the first half?
I think we just executed better offensively, you know, and when you're getting good shots on goal, you get your defense set. You know, we get our defense set, you know, we're pretty good. We're pretty hard to score on. And, you know, again, the first half defensively was probably the most disappointing part of the night. I mean, we executed and missed some open looks, but, you know, our attention to detail in the first half defensively was very poor. And, you know, that was illustrated at halftime, and I thought we did a better job of that in the third.
Did you anticipate that Dwight would be this good of a fit with the team? And what do you think games like this do for him mentally?
I did anticipate that he, you know, if he came in and his attitude was right and his role acceptance was, you know, what we had hoped it would be, that he could be a heck of a piece, a heck of an asset for us. And, so I did anticipate that he could have a strong impact, maybe not as much as he's having. I mean, he was a monster tonight, 21-15. What was the second part of your question?
What do games like this do for him mentally?
Well, I just think, you know, every small success any of our players have, it just builds confidence and strength in what we can accomplish. And, you know, when you know that each guy on the floor can come in and have dominant performances like that, you know, we got a lot of guys on our roster that can impact the game in a strong, positive way like that. You know, it just contributes to the overall confidence of the team.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel. I think a good way for him to kind of put things there, whether it was talking about Dwight Howard or was talking about the game kind of being muddied up when certain teams play the Lakers, they're just trying different things. A lot of things aren't working against the Los Angeles Lakers right now. But I'll tell you what has been working is the Lakers bench and role players, at least in these last few games. So Lakers bench tonight puts up 60 points. And I always try to... When I say bench players, I like to mix the role players in because there are a lot of times where KCP might have to start or he's coming off the bench. Danny Green, I know, was out for a game, but Avery Bradley had 12 points tonight. Danny Green had 10. And then the 60 that I mentioned off the bench, Bradley and Danny Green were both starters. That's big time for the Lakers. And I do feel this. I do feel that the Lakers, they'll go as far as their bench and their role players take them this season because we already know. We already know what LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to do every single night. The bigger question just comes down to, what are your other guys going to do? Can you get consistent minutes and consistent contributions from Kuz and from Caruso and from Dwight Howard and go up and down that list? And so far this year, I would say that It's been more inconsistent than consistent. These last three games, Dallas, Oklahoma City, and then obviously tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers, has been absolutely solid for the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, your guys' phone calls when we come back. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers did win points in the paint 68-50. So a stat that the Lakers are accustomed to winning. No different tonight. Even without Anthony Davis, Lakers 128-99 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Gotta love the 33-7 record. Gotta love the 9-game winning streak for the Los Angeles Lakers. Eric in West LA. Eric, what'd you think of tonight's game?
Well, first of all, in regards to Dwight, what a redemption story for this dude to leave the Lakers the way he did and coming in and winning the Lakers fans' hearts back by being that 6'10 Dennis Rodman, okay, which is critical to this team's success right now.
Absolutely.
LeBron James, how amazing is this? I've never seen an athlete sustain this sort of excellence and this longevity in his 17th year doing what he's doing. It is unheard of in any sport, okay? I always called MJ the GOAT in basketball. If you can win one more championship with this Laker team, undeniably he'd be the GOAT. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you this, Eric. It's not that, you know, okay, you know what? He's having a pretty good season in his 17th year. No, he's having arguably the best season in the NBA. So it's a fair point, you know, obviously the point that you're making, but just overall right now with this team, I do feel like we got something special. And I know that I say this pretty much every time I compliment the Lakers. I know we're not marching down Figueroa and you're hanging a banner because you beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. But they're playing good basketball. They're impressive. They're bench players stepping up, role players stepping up, and, of course, the big two, AD and LeBron, just something special.
I have not been this much fan of a team since the 09 Lakers. The Ariza, the LO,
oh, yeah.
Kobe.
Derek Fisher, yep.
I haven't seen a team this cohesive and this team that the players playing for each other. And again, give credit to Vogel because this team plays hard.
You're right.
They play together and they play the game the right way. You know, that goes to Vogel. When they beat OKC the way they did, Allen, that tells me that this is a well-coached team.
Eric, you know, I'll say this, and I appreciate you calling. I'm going to try to sneak in a couple more calls. I'll say this. I actually mentioned it right after they beat the Thunder. I'm like, I didn't expect them to win that game. No, I'm sure most fans didn't expect them to win that game. Probably the only people that thought Lakers win that game is the coaching staff and the players. You know, all those, the Rondos, the Kuzmas, the bench and role players. That is a sign of good coaching. That's having your team prepared. That's having guys stepping up. That's having veteran leadership. It's a combination of a lot of things, but I think highlighting how important coach has been this year, you can see it in a game like that because they were ready. They came out and threw the first couple of punches. And even tonight, which they started off really slow, I tweeted out, you know, where's that energy from the game against the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder? But then we got to, by the time we got to halftime, it was a one-point game. By the time we got to the end of the third quarter, they were up 14, and then they win the game by 29 points. So what more can we ask for? Jesus and Pomona, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Jesus.
Hey, Alan. Nice win today.
Yes, sir.
I think we have to remind everybody that if it wasn't for Jeannie Buss most likely approving, you know, the signing of Dwight Howard because, you know, Rob Pelinka had to go through her to make sure that, you know, it was okay to sign him, especially since, you know, he left in bad terms when he was with the Lakers. And obviously, you know, it's all about timing, you know, right place at the right time. You know, the first time he was with us, obviously it was a wrong time because, you know, he didn't do anything for us. And now, you know, he just needs to finish the deal. You know, make sure we get to the finish, you know, winning a championship or something.
And,
you know,
and Jesus, and I appreciate you calling in. Here's the reality. Reality is we are just halfway through the season. right? One game after the game on Wednesday against Orlando will be 50% through the season. So, of course, there's a lot of basketball left. All we can really assess this season is on what we've seen, what we've listened to, you know, so far. And what we've seen from Dwight, I don't think we could have asked for anything better. If you'd have kind of laid out this year, what's the best case scenario for Dwight Howard? I think we'd be laying out what we've seen so far. Now, is there still 42 games left to go, 43 games left to go? There is. And it doesn't by any stretch of the imagination mean, plus the postseason, everything else, that we are going to start crowning individual players, but we should compliment them for what they've accomplished so far. I did this actually, I think it was in the last postgame show. I was talking about Pelinka got promoted, and we saw that, you know, obviously his role now with the team is only increased, and he got an extension. I said, give him credit. Absolutely give him credit. But there's still a lot of basketball left this year. You don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way. But so far, what they've accomplished, that part is impressive. But, of course, the job's not even anywhere close to being done. 42 games left this season. Hopefully a deep playoff run. And it's a championship or bust year. There is no in-between. Either the Lakers win an NBA championship and we're all celebrating and we're all you know, obviously happy for what they accomplished, or they don't do that. There's no middle ground here with the Lakers. So I think we're just getting started, and I think the expectations should be as high as they are, and hopefully the front office is very strategic these next couple of weeks, no matter what decision they make leading up to the NBA trade deadline or in the buyout market. And hopefully the players, they continue to pull that rope in the same direction, because I think so far it's pretty obvious that they have. Lakers over the Cavs, 128-99, the final score. We come back, let's hear from the man himself, LBJ, 31 points, also had 8 assists tonight, 12 of 16 from the field. We'll get his thoughts on the Lakers' win. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. 9 in a row for the Los Angeles Lakers, 128-99 over the Cavs. Another one coming up against the Magic on Wednesday. Congratulations to our Mobile Wash winner tonight, Christopher Wong. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Let's hear from LBJ. Get his thoughts. Obviously sat that game out against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But tonight, he comes back, plays against his former team, a 29-point victory and 31 points for LBJ. Here's LBJ from the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Ronnie, look at the last two games for you guys and how dominant you guys were in the first half, 70-plus in each. Tonight, it was 69 points in the second half. What allowed you guys to open things up there in the third?
Defensively, we got stops, and we had great pace. You know, even when they scored, we just got the ball out. Continue to play with a lot of pace. Allows us to get into our offense and not go against the shot clock. So we're playing, you know, with a lot of balance, and you know, was able to connect on some field goals.
You know how much pride Tristan takes in being a versatile defender. How much do you relish those opportunities going up against him?
I mean, we had a lot of battles in practice before too. You know, so you know, Double T is definitely a great defender. Being able to guard bigs, being able to guard smalls, and things of that nature. So, you know, you just got to try to, you know, be very decisive with your moves. Don't play around with the ball too much, and you know, and also be able to finish, because he's a really good shot blocker as well. So just try to put the pressure on him.
I figured practice would have happened, and maybe in switch opportunities. But did you ever have like that steady of a match?
Yeah, I mean, when we were on separate teams, you know, sometimes, you know, T-Lou would and when we were allowed to scrimmage, you know, T-Lou didn't really like us scrimmaging too much. But when we did kind of play 5-on-5, things of that nature, and we would split up the teams, Tristan would always guard me, you know, and you know, definitely, you know, some good battles.
Speculation both about Tristan's future and Kevin's future in Cleveland. What type of skill set or package could they bring to a team?
Hello, Brian. Your numbers are usually always pretty good, right? But with AD out, what has been your approach, and how similar, different is it compared to other games?
Well, with AD out, I mean, we're missing 27 or 25, 27 points a game. You know, so everyone has to chip in offensively I'm not saying to cover that because you can't cover what he does, but, you know, just try to, you know, step up your game a little bit more too. So that's basically what it is for all of us, not just myself.
How does it help this team in, you know, April, May, June, if for guys like Troy and Jared to be able to contribute in the way they have over the last few games in January?
It's big time. It's big time for them to get reps, game reps, meaningful minute reps. And, you know, because you never know throughout the course of a playoff game where you just need to need someone to come off the bench and give a spark. Or, you know, I've been through playoff series where injuries has happened. Knock on wood. I've been through playoff series where, you know, one of the guys that you count on maybe just be struggling a little bit, and you need to be able to count on someone to come in and give a spark. So for them to get those reps has been very beneficial, not only to them, but for this ball club so far.
How was it? I don't think we've talked to you since the Thunder, obviously not since the Thunder game. But what was it like for you to see sort of those guys get that opportunity and do what they did with it?
They took full advantage. They took full advantage of the opportunity. Went into a building that's very hard to play. A team that's been playing some exceptional basketball, especially at home in OKC. And they went out and, you know, pretty much controlled the whole game. You know, and it was just great. It's great to know that, you know, that those guys just stay ready. And that's just our team. No matter what, they stay ready. And they always ready for it when their name is called, their number is called. And it was a wonderful game to see.
All right, that's LBJ, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. So LeBron obviously giving a lot of compliments to the Lakers' role players, their bench players. I highlighted it. Lakers had 60 points tonight from the bench. So you got a number of different players that have been stepping up over these last couple games for the Lakers, and that's what they're going to need. When I say the Lakers will live and die by their role players, I mean it. We know what the main guns are going to do. We know what the big two are going to do if these other players step up and play better than maybe that we thought they would, or Kuzma plays up to his expectation, Lakers go to a completely different level. All right, Lakers' next game is Wednesday against the Orlando Magic. Tip-off 7:30, pregame show with myself and MT starts at 6 o'clock. That will be 50% of the season. I can't tell you how much I want that W. Just to get to 34-7, I think we would be so big for the Lakers. A couple quick thank yous here. Thank you to Rebecca Womble, Jesse Lopez, Adam Bronstein, all obviously here in our ESPN LA studios. Tomorrow morning, make sure to tune in to Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ. They'll talk about the Lakers game. They'll talk about the LSU win over Clemson. And then tomorrow night, I got Lakers talk starting at 6:30, so we'll go 6:30 to 9. Appreciate everybody tuning into our broadcast. This has been the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.